Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey gang, happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. If you've been listening to the episodes this week, you'd be forgiven for having a little bit of whiplash. We gave you a climate change episode on Monday and then pivoted to an episode about the connection between humor and happiness on Wednesday. Today, in our bonus meditation, we're going to pick up on the latter subject. If you're new to meditation, or frankly, if you've been at it for years, you might have noticed that the practice can at times feel straight up ridiculous. Today's meditation is guided by my good friend, Jeff Warren. He's here to tell you to embrace the ridiculousness, because sometimes in life, it's the smart move not to take things so seriously, including meditation and including yourself. Some quick background on Jeff. He's a frequent guest on this show, an incredibly gifted meditation teacher, and the founder of the Consciousness Explorers Club, a meditation adventure group in Toronto. Oh, and he's also the host of his own podcast, the Mind Bod Adventure Pod, otherwise known as the Consciousness Explorers Podcast. You can go find it wherever you get your podcasts. Here is Jeff.
Hi, I'm Jeff. So this meditation is about appreciating the sometimes ridiculousness of life. In life, we all have this tendency to get contracted and narrowly concerned with the seriousness of everything. I think that's one of the reasons, actually, that we like to watch comedians. It's to be pulled out of ourselves. We like to be shown there's, you know, a kind of absurdity to life sometimes, to how we act, the often arbitrariness of our circumstances. And when we connect to that perspective, it can really be quite liberating. And that's the intention of this practice. It's kind of an experiment. So just try it and see how it works. So we can start by taking a few deep breaths, closing the eyes, finding your meditation perch, and sit in a way that's comfortable for you. As you breathe in, you can stretch up the spine a little bit. As you breathe out, settling down into your chair or the cushion. So this is an admittedly strange practice. It begins with deliberately trying to cultivate an attitude of gregarious, good-natured hilarity. So you're just sitting there with your eyes closed somewhere on the planet Earth. You're listening to my voice pipe in these soothing tones. And you're just feeling yourself to be a little bit ridiculous here. So as you're doing this, you're just maybe beginning to notice your breath. That's one option to pay attention to. Sitting in this stance of bemused hilarity as you're beginning to breathe, each breath filling you up, inflating you like a doll with oxygen, deflating you. And you're sitting and you're just earnestly giving yourself over to this kind of ridiculous activity of sitting and breathing with your eyes closed. And maybe you're noticing sounds, bird sounds maybe, little birdie birds going chirp, chirp. Or maybe it's the sound of someone yelling on the street, someone arguing with a delivery van. You don't really care. You're just sitting there in this bemused way, listening to life do things in the form of sound. Maybe it's your own thoughts you're noticing creeping in right now. Just sitting with your eyes closed in some corner practicing what? So still and serious with your eyes closed there. Where are you Where are you even going? Trying to get where? To where you already are? It's ridiculous, and that's okay. We just sit here and we meditate anyway. Meditating on the breath, on sounds, on the body, smiling through the end of days, like you're riding one of those oxytocin hormonal surges. This is a deep training, a noble training. We could also just call it having a sense of humor. Okay, when you're ready, open your eyes. As you move back into your day, every once in a while, see if you can channel this excellent mix of irreverence and generosity. I hope you enjoyed this admittedly, utterly ridiculous meditation. See you later.
Big thanks to Jeff. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode on a somewhat related subject, the joys of being insignificant. My guest is Ron Siegel. He'll explain that concept. We'll see you on Monday. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.